I was glad to hear laughter out there because that meant that you understood that that wasn't real. I ran across that little video illustration, and I thought, you know, as funny as that sounds and as funny as that looks, sometimes we kind of fall into that groove of maybe later. You know, maybe later, not now, not today. And some of the excuses I thought was funny was, it said, he said, we're not going to change the world today, and not tomorrow, but possibly the day after that. You know, why worry about it today? Well, here's the truth. Maybe we cannot really change the world today. But here's the deal. If we don't start preparing or start attempting or start working towards that end today, then tomorrow we're no farther towards that goal, right? Procrastination. I want to talk to you today that the sermon I've written today, and I told you last week, this is not a sermon like a normal sermon that I may preach. We're calling this today the past, present, and future. And we're going to really just kind of talk about where we have been as a church, as a community, where we are, and where we're headed, and where we feel that God is directing us to be. Proverbs 29, verse 18 is our verse, one of our key verses today, and basically it just says this: where there is no vision, the people perish. Vision is important, is it not? Vision is important because it shows us, it gives us a goal, it shows us where we're headed, where we feel like where God has called us to go, and it helps us with that vision, it helps us to organize ourselves, right, and prepare ourselves to get there. Maybe later, but we got to start preparing today. We got to start preparing today. Our past. We have we're celebrating 100 years in existence as Dolan Baptist Church. And I recognize that I don't think any of y'all were here 100 years ago. I'm looking, I don't see anybody. Some of you are close, but none of you were here 100 years ago when Dolan Baptist Church began. But that, when they began, our founding fathers of this congregation, when they formed Dolan Baptist Church, they were looking towards the future, y'all. Guess what? That future is here. The past is the present to the future. We have to see it that way. Our past, we are where we are today because of the things in the past. But guess what? Where we're going to be in the future depends on what we do with that today. It's important. I want to speak for just a few minutes about some of the things in at least the most recent history here at Dolan Baptist Church that have impacted us today. Okay? You know that last summer we had a mission team come in from Tomball. They brought the youth and some adults. They came in. They did a lot of stuff here that impacted the physical appearance of our church here. The foyer area that was expanded. They took down a wall and made that a nice, pretty area out front. We had the playground equipment installed out back. Painting inside the Smith Building kind of made that, because I'm not sure, some of you may not even know, but the Smith Building, the little portable building out back, used to be the Children's Center. Well, it was still painted like the Children's Center, and it had pastel yellow and the blue and the green and some pink, I think. It was pretty for a Children's Center, but not especially for our young adults. And so they went in there, they completely repainted that, replaced the windows here in the sanctuary, did a lot of landscaping, painting throughout the entire church. The biggest project was done up in the youth room, expanded that, put a huge, what's it called? A TV? Rebecca's talking like, I can't believe of all things you'd forget what a TV is. But it's a large TV that we had movie night up there Thursday night. It was a great time. But they used that we got it where we can hook the computer up to it and use it for kind of like we do the screen here. Made a huge, nice, pretty, comfortable space up there. Lots of stuff done. We also this year we did children's camp for the first time in at least a few years that I know of. We took 10 kids to kids' camp. Had a great time. Guess what? This year, we've got 20 spots. We've already got 12, which is more than we took last year. We've already got 12 registered. So if you're here and you have not registered your child for kids' camp, there's about 8 spots left. It's first come, first serve. And don't want to miss out on that. It's going to be a great time. The Mitchell House. Recently, within the last 2.5 years, that building was moved across the street, was given to us. We moved it across. We set it up, had it leveled. It kind of took some stages to get that done, but it now has a septic system. We have running water out there. We have heat. We have air. What else do we have out there? Bathrooms. Well, yeah, that's right. And hot water. That's right. Lots of stuff is taking place out there. And our kids were, this is where when the kids left here, that's where they went. And they're out there in a nice, warm, dry place, having a great time and being taught scripture and Bible stuff. And it's great. And that is new. That's something that has been done in recent history. We had, we've done a lot of stuff in here, in this sanctuary, all the painting. All the paneling used to be darker. It had, we changed some lighting. We'd added some lighting up here. We've done some things. We did the projection screen. We took our first, in 99 years of, or 98 years of existence as Dolan Baptist Church, in 2011, we took our first mission trip. You helped, the church body helped us send a mission team. We went to San Antonio, teamed up with another church, and went over there and renovated another church in downtown San Antonio. And that was a great thing. We repaired the ceiling in the gymnasium. Instead of all the insulation hanging down and looking up and people wondering if that one light fixture was really ever going to fall or not because it was just being held up by the safety chain, remember? And maybe you were afraid to sit underneath some of that insulation that was hanging because you didn't want it to fall into your clam chowder or whatever we were eating at the time, you know? Well, guess what? All that's been fixed. It's beautiful out there. It looks great. We added a new Sunday school class in the last 2-3 years, added a whole new Sunday school class that's growing and doing well. We added last year a ministry staff member, Mark Taylor, our music minister. We added him, that position, really, as a official staff member. We started the men's group, and the women's group is really, in recent history, our men's and women's group that meets on Monday nights. That's something that's kind of new here. When you look back over the last 3, 4, 5 years, we've been growing. I was just looking at some statistics that we use in our church profile that we send to the association each year. In 2007, we had 8 baptisms. We averaged 60 in attendance. 2008, we had 10 baptisms, averaged 68. 2009, had a goose egg for baptisms. That means 0, okay, and 41 in attendance. 2010, we had 10 baptisms, averaged 60 attendance. 2011, we had 9 baptisms, averaged 72. Last year, we had 16 baptisms, averaged 85 in attendance. There's an increase. It's going. It's increasing. It's getting better. It's more people are involved. More people are hearing the Word of God. Today we're at a spot in a place in the life of our church where we need to kind of continue the work. Then we remember our past is our present to the future. Well, that's what's kind of got us to where we are now. And today we have to kind of ask ourselves, now what? What do we do with what we inherited? What do we do with what we feel like we need to provide for the future? That's stuff that we can't see. And I guarantee you, 100 years ago, when that group met, I don't even know where they started meeting, but when they met, they did not envision, maybe they did envision what we have here today. But they envisioned something more than what they had at the time. And we need to continue to do that. We take what we've inherited. We stand on the shoulders of those who have built this place before us. And we continue to build upon that foundation. That's where we are today. So where are we right now? Well, we're looking at expanding the sanctuary. We're looking at doing quite a bit of stuff. We've already relocated the air conditioning system. There were three units in the back there. Taylor, throw that picture up here if you can. This is this picture on the left. You recognize this is kind of where we are right now. Our foyer has actually, this used to be what the foyer looked like. Now it looks more like this, except the carpet out there does not have foyer written across it. But this is the old church office. This is the library right here. And what you can see that this looks a little bit different over here because this is what we're looking at doing in the future. The air conditioning units, there was one here, and one here. They've been moved up into the attic. Two of the units have been moved up. One has been replaced. So that's already been done. This is kind of what we're looking at in the future. We're going to be adding about 60 seats to our sanctuary in the back there. And that's exciting. And I'm excited about that. There's going to be, when we do that, there's other issues to be thinking about. There's carpet. We've been getting some bids already for carpet to replace the lovely red carpet that has served us so well for almost 40 years. Seating. We're looking at what to do about seating, and that's, you know, it's exciting. It's kind of scary. I'll be honest with you, a little bit scary. We've got some people coming to kind of talk to us about seating, how to accommodate 60 more, and just what to do there. When we open that up back there, we've got to think about lights, sound. We've already had the sound people come and told us what we need to do to make sure that move the speakers and get some speakers back there to include so they can hear back there. We're going to have to do something for video so they can see back there. Lots of stuff that has to go into this, and we're going to begin talking about that. So we'll actually talk about some of that tonight, too, at Church Council. So you might want to come back and hear some more detailed plans about what's going on. This year, I mentioned earlier, we're celebrating 100 years as Dolan Baptist Church. I'm through with this for right now, Taylor. Thank you. And that's exciting, 100 years. That means in May we're going to have our homecoming, 100th year homecoming. We have homecoming each year, but this year's special because it's 100 years. I mean, that's a big deal, right? Yeah, it's a big deal. And we're planning, and lots of people are planning about how to really make this a even more special event this year. We're going to have some other people come in, and we're just making those plans to celebrate that right this year for 100 years. Youth minister will be bringing, hopefully Lord's going to provide a youth minister this year. We're looking forward to that. The youth council that's been formed has been making plans for our youth and some activities that have been planned and have already taken place, and some that are coming up in the very near future. And that's exciting. It's exciting to have a group of adults concerned and thinking about our kiddos and making sure that they've got stuff going on. I'm excited about that. What I'm most excited about is that even right now we've got new leaders that are emerging from our congregation. It's been our prayer, mine and Rebecca's prayer since we've been here, that leaders would step up, new leaders would step up and step out and take the reins and run with it. And we're seeing that, y'all. We're seeing that. That's happening. We've had lots of people stepping up and taking programs. You look at our children's programs, look at the Sunday night thing for our children out here in the Mitchell Center, and lots of things. Lots of new people have been stepping up, and I praise God for you for doing that. That's where we are. Now what? Now, that's the past, the present. Now we got to look at the future. How many of you know the future? You see, that's the problem. We know what happened in the past. We know where we are right now. But the future is a little harder to see, isn't it? It's difficult sometimes. But that's what we have to do. We have to try to vision, envision the future, envision what's going on, envision what we feel that God wants us to do, and then we can kind of wrap our minds around what is it that we need to do so that we can accomplish what God wants us to do. Okay? Sometimes that includes money, raising money. Sometimes it includes adding space. Sometimes it's very possible it can include decreasing space. I don't know very many times where that's been appropriate, but I'm sure it's happened somewhere. I don't think that that's what God's calling us to do here. But, it could be a number of other things. But envisioning that is a little more difficult than seeing what's happening and where we are now. I anticipate that we're going to need more educational space. I just feel that because I feel that as we go deeper, remember we talked here several months back about going deeper, and that means getting into Bible study, getting into the Word, getting into those relationships, leaning and learning on and from each other. As we do that, we're going to need some more spaces, and we have to get creative about how to generate or repurpose existing space to make that happen. I pray that in the future we continue to develop new leaders. Continue to develop new leaders. Maybe you're sitting out there today and you're thinking, well, I'm not a leader. Guess what? Maybe you are, you just don't know it yet. But our goal as a church, the goal of our church, I'm going to talk about this in another passage of Scripture in a minute, but we are supposed to develop new leaders. It's part of the mission of our church. It's part of the mission of God's church. We want to increase outreach to non-attending members. When we look at our roles, the membership role, how many members do we have, Donna? 300 and something? Guess what? There's not 300 and something however many people here this morning. Right? We've got members of our church that have fallen away. Maybe they're attending somewhere else, but some of them we just don't know. Why do we not know? Because we haven't checked. We need to tend to that. We need to make sure that our people know that they're missed. We need to check on them. We need to reach younger couples. And what I did this week is I sent out an email and a text to some of our leaders, some of our people who are doing that. They've emerged and they've taken the reins and they're leading out in this church. And I just asked them this week. I said, where do you see us in the future? What do you think in the next 2 to 3 years, what do you think that we need to be doing that we're not currently doing right now? And this is one of those things. We need to increase, we need to begin reaching younger couples more effectively. And I believe that that's true. I believe we've been doing that, but I believe that we need to do better at that. I believe we need to continue to reach out and reach farther, reach harder. Because, y'all, let me tell you something. If you're a young adult, you know life is busy, right? And if you're an older adult, you can remember being a younger adult and thinking, wow, life was busy. Well, guess what? It's still busy. And we as young adults just haven't learned to cope with it like you maybe you have as an older adult. We're just not, haven't got it all figured out yet, or maybe, whatever the case may be, life gets busy. But guess what? The relationship with the Father is important. The relationship with our brothers and sisters in Christ is important. That's how we grow. That's how we develop those new leaders. That's how we grow together and become a close-knit family. So it's important. It's important to be here. It's important to come. The Word of God tells us, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as some are in the habit of doing. So we need to encourage people to be here, young adults, older adults, children, kiddos, everybody. I think everybody needs to be in church. Aren't you glad you have a pastor that thinks everybody needs to be at church? Yeah. Here's another one. Somebody mentioned, evangelize our community. How many of you think that this whole community surrounding us within a 15 or 20 mile radius, how many of you believe that there's enough saved people there that we don't need to worry about that? Would anybody here show me by raising your hand, think, well, that's just not a concern of ours? Okay. I take by nobody raising their hands that you believe that it is a concern of ours. Okay, well, guess what? It's time to put action to that concern. It's time to put feet to those words. It's time to get out and start saying, what do we need to do? What do we need to do besides just saying, y'all come? What do we need to do? And I don't know what all those answers are yet, but we need to begin to look at that. We need to begin to brainstorm and come up with ideas, things that we can do that reaches and ministers to folks in our area. Not just so that we'll say, we added 60 seats, we have to fill them up with somebody. That's not why we want to add 60 seats. We want to add 60 seats so that more people can hear the Word of God and be touched for all of eternity's sake. Not just for numbers' sake. Increased fellowship was another one that was mentioned. We're good. This church is good about loving on each other. But when I was thinking about this week, you know, we have stuff at Christmas time, Thanksgiving time, we have homecoming, we have a couple other events that we come together. But I would like to see us, as a church, come together more often just because, and not just to say, well, let's just do it just because for the sake of growing closer, just because for the sake of having that fellowship, just because for the sake of growing our relationships with one another to a whole nother level, to deeper levels. That's important, I believe. I mean, we call ourselves the family of God, right? We call ourselves brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Well, we need to get together. We need to have more family reunions. I know that when we lived over in Tomball, many of you know that we moved my parents in with us. And our house, we had to buy a different house to accommodate them. And we still had to add on and do some stuff anyway. It was nothing for us to come home from work or whatever and find a house full of people. Because they didn't come to my house. They came to Grandma and Grandpa's house. And that was okay. That was okay. But they came because that was the meeting place. It's where family was. They wanted to be there. And guess what? We wanted them to be there too. That's the way we need to see our church. That's the way we need to see our relationships with one another. We just want to get together because we just like to be together. Now, we don't always like each other that well, right? Sometimes we don't like each other that much. Well, that's all the more reason to get together because we need to learn to get along. We need to learn to like each other better, don't we? Absolutely. Absolutely. That's kind of, just in a nutshell, where we have been, where we are, and where we're headed. The question I have here at the end of this kind of, I hate to even call it a sermon because it's just kind of a status update. We're kind of like the Facebook today. This is a status update. But here's a question. Actually, two questions. Why do we exist? Dolan Baptist Church, why do we exist? What is the purpose of this church? To worship, that's absolutely one of the very main purposes, right? And we need to do that well. We need to worship well. You know, Scripture tells us that, you know, David's saying, you don't desire offerings or I'd bring you sacrifice and offerings, but you desire the sacrifice of praise. And so we need to bring the sacrifice of praise and we need to do it well. When they brought offerings and sacrifices, there were some guidelines. There were some rules about that, right? God said, don't go out and just grab any old sheep in the herd, the one that's lame and dragging a leg, right? The one you can't do anything good with anyway, you might as well give that. He said, don't do that. You go out there and you pick the very best. And you bring your very best to me. I want your best. Guess what? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. He still wants your very best. So when we come together to worship him, guess what he wants from us? He wants our very best worship. Absolutely. That's one of the purposes, the reasons why we exist. But there's more. There's more. I want to read this passage to you. Ephesians 4, 11 through 13. It was He who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, and some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers. Why? Here it is. To prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. I believe that's why we exist. To prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, becoming mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. That's God's desire and His plan for us. So here we are. We believe that that's what God's plan for us is, His desire for us, and we have to ask ourselves, what does it take today to get there tomorrow? What does it take today to get there tomorrow? If you're into the Maybe Later campaign, you're going to have a hard time. Because those guys that on the Maybe Later campaign, they're always leaving it up to someone else. The Maybe Later campaign says, well, you know what? We'll worry about that some other time. Let's just keep trucking like we're trucking right now. It's okay. The Maybe Later campaign says, you know what? That's somebody else's issue. I'm good. I'm a short timer. I'm going to let somebody else worry about that. We're not approaching a cliff at Dolan Baptist Church. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the fiscal cliff and all that. And we're not approaching a cliff. But there's something out there that's going to need more. This church is going to need more than what we're doing right now today. Right now today, some would say may not be good enough for today even. It's certainly not good enough for tomorrow. And I think I would agree with that. I don't think we're doing enough today. We're certainly not doing enough for tomorrow. So what is it going to take? That's what we've got to talk about. That's what we've got to kind of envision and wrap our minds around. And I'm sorry to say that I don't have all those answers yet. I may never have those answers. But if we don't start looking and planning towards it, we're never going to get there. We've got to start at least discussing it, start looking and start planning. God has got some great stuff in store. God has been doing some amazing stuff here. Has He not? Come on, tell me, has He? Absolutely, He has. And I believe that God has got some great things in store. Do you see over here our building fund? Some of you not good at math. That is $20,624. There might even be some change in there, too, that they didn't round up. But here's the deal. It wasn't a few weeks ago that was much, much less than that. There's some other things that have been done besides just financially. Just look back over the last year, two, three, 4 years of the life of this church, and you'll see God's hand at work. He's not wasting His time, y'all. He's doing that for a purpose. He's doing that to prepare us, to build us, to push us to something coming down the road. Our responsibility is to prepare ourselves for that. Our responsibility is to position ourselves the way we need to be positioned so that we can accomplish what God wants us to do. We've got to start doing that. We have to start planning for that. We have to start making those provisions today so that when tomorrow comes, we're there. We're ready. We're prepared. That's a continual cycle. You know, we're talking about that at the first of the year. This is a new year for us. But we don't just need to do that, look at it the first of the year. It's not just something we need to start right now. It's something we need to be continually looking at, evaluating, progressing, increasing, doing all those things so that we can continue to be an effective church in our community. That's our purpose, isn't it? To be effective. I know lots of churches. if you don't have to drive very far to see lots of churches. You know, if we were in a more urban place, I'd say there's a church on every other corner. Well, there's not that many corners out here, but there's lots of windy roads, and there's a church every once in a while. Lots of churches. But guess what? There are lots of churches. That doesn't mean there's lots of effective churches. We need to be an effective church. I believe we are, but I believe we need to be more effective. What's it going to take to get there? What's it going to take to do that? It's going to take you. It's going to take me. It's going to take us stepping a little bit outside of what we're comfortable with. It's going to take us taking that mentality of maybe later and saying, you know what? Maybe later is too late. How about now? We need to have the How About Now campaign. That just came to me. How about now? I might just put that on Facebook later. How about now? There's no time like the present, right? Remember, the past is our present to the future. There's no time like the present to start planning for the future. That's what we've got to do. Maybe you're here this morning and you're thinking, wow, sounds like something might be expected of me. Well, guess what? It is. It is. Something is expected of you. My prayer for you is to be more than someone that just comes and sits in a pew and hears some music and hears some preaching and then goes on about your business. My desire, because I feel that God's desire is more for you. I think He wants more for you and from you. He wants more for and from me as your pastor. So it's going to take us stepping outside of our comfort zone, being willing to be involved, to be willing to do more. It's going to take lots of things. Maybe you're here this morning and you're thinking, you know what, I'm already doing too much. I'm doing more than I could ever, you know, I'm wearing myself out. God gives you strength each and every day to keep on keeping on. My prayer for you is that you keep on keeping on. I tell when I speak a lot of times at the nursing home, I tell those folks, and I'm telling you the same thing, as long as there is breath in you, God has a purpose for you. I believe that with all of my heart, folks. Why would God leave you here if He has no purpose for you? If He has no use for you, what's your purpose? Why even have you here? No, as long as there's breath in you, God has a plan for you and a purpose for you. Our responsibility is to respond to that. I'm not even sure where we go from here. How do we respond to a message like this? This is really not an evangelistic message. You know, I'm not calling people to come and bow at the altar and rededicate their life to Jesus. But you know what? We always pray for that. We always want people that are far from God to come closer to God. We always pray and want people that don't know Christ to come and to enter into a personal relationship with Him, allow Him to cleanse their soul, to wipe that slate clean, like Michelle told us, to save their soul. We always pray for that. But really, today, before we can really engage in those type of activities, we have to decide today, is that something we're interested in? Do we want to prepare ourselves today? Do we want to do what we need to do today so that we can be that kind of a church tomorrow? I say we go for it. I say we do. I say we jump all in. We take that challenge and we say, not tomorrow, not maybe later. How about today? Maybe you're here this morning and you think, you know what? That's touched me. I've been kind of leaving this for somebody else. I've enjoyed coming and just participating on Sundays and even on Wednesdays. I like that. But I feel that God's called me to do more. I pray that you answer that call. Maybe you're here today and you're thinking, you know what? It's time. It's time. Whatever God is speaking to you about today, let me encourage you, don't put off a response. Let me ask you a question. As a parent, if you say to your child, child, clean your room, do you expect a response from your child? You do, don't you? Even if they don't say, yes, ma'am, or yes, sir, or whatever, okay, I will do that, whatever. You want to at least see some action, right? You want to see them bending over, picking up the dirty laundry, putting it in the dirt, you know, in the clothes basket, picking up the papers that they brought home from school, picking up the pencils that are all over the floor, picking up the perfume that's scattered in the lipstick. And I say that because I have a daughter. But then I could go to my son's room and I could say, you know, there's, how do you know the difference between the clean clothes and the dirty clothes? They're both on the floor. And there's stuff here, there's shoes and there's jackets. You at least want to see some action, right? God's the same way. Because if you say, child, clean that room, they look at you and go, that is an answer, isn't it? And what does that answer say? Maybe later. No response is a no response, right? The same is true with us. When God says, respond to me, here's what I want you to do. When we look at him and go, that's just like saying, no, thanks, but no thanks, I'm not that interested. My encouragement to you would be this. When you feel, I'm not going to say if, because God speaks to you. God calls you. He calls me and speaks to me. When he does that, we need to respond. You can say yes or you can say no. If you choose to not respond at all, you're saying no. My encouragement to you would be say yes. Step up. Take that role. Take the reins of whatever God is calling you to do. Act upon it. Let's come together and be a church that can be more effective down the road than we've ever been before. I believe that's God's design for us, his desire for us. Again, I'm not sure where to go from here. We're going to stand. We're going to have a hymn of invitation, and my invitation that I'm extending to you, it's not my invitation to you. It's God's invitation to you to respond to him. Whatever God's speaking to you about, maybe God's calling you to be more active. Maybe God's calling you to step up. Maybe God's calling you to be more faithful with your tithing. Maybe God's calling you to take on a new role. Maybe God's calling you just to be more involved. Whatever that is, respond. I'll be standing in front. If I can do anything, if you want me to pray with you, I'd be glad to pray with you. Maybe you have something you want to come and take to the Lord yourself at the prayer altars. They're open. You can do that. This is your time. Folks, this is a brand new year. This is the first Sunday of the year. Don't let this be like any other Sunday. Don't let this year be like any other year in your life. Let's move forward. Let's move upward and onward. And it starts today. It starts now.